This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
So I mentioned this morning.
You said something weird happened on the flight?
Yeah. So, okay, we land 3:45 or so this morning. So that's important.
That's even later than the red eye we took back from the Super Bowl, isn't it?
No, the one from the Super Bowl when you and I were on that, we left Vegas at like 12:45 we didn't land until like 5 something.
Yeah, okay.
So it was later, which I don't know. In a weird way, is that better? I don't know.
Anyway, I just didn't sleep.
So two things with the flight. One, I was nodding out on the flight for a brief moment, and then somebody had like a very minor medical emergency, so they made a whole announcement if there was a doctor, so that woke everybody up because they put all the lights on. Yeah. Fortunately, the individual was fine. They think maybe somebody like fell and passed out. Were they drunk? Or they asked for someone if anybody on board had like a glucose check or meter or whatever. So
this feels like a drunk.
So that was the first part. Yeah, that one, fortunately, the person was fine. But yes, I think the person might have been a little drunk. I don't know.
Very briefly, just as a reminder that this is how Vegas works. Mm-hmm. Gold and I were Saturday. We met at a cabana where a group of people I know better than Alex were having some cocktails. You met a gentleman named Ash.
Yeah.
He's a bit much to take in.
Uh-huh.
He's loud, gregarious, mm-hmm. impossible to miss, inappropriate, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
He had to leave Circa Swim. He had to leave Stadium Swim in a wheelchair. He was so drunk.
Jeez.
They wouldn't let him walk out of the building.
I'm not surprised.
So if you're curious if that can happen in Vegas.
Anyway.
The answer is yes.
Okay,
please,
so that was the minor part. That wasn't even the big thing. That was just an unfortunate thing. Unfortunately, the person was fine. So then we land. Lights are on. We're at the gate at MCI. We're still on the plane. They haven't unlocked the door yet or whatever. And there's I would say someone to my right, she's probably anywhere from, I will say, 19 to like 23 years old. And that's important context. You'll know why in a second. So then a gentleman behind her, and he's probably in his 40s, he's with his wife or girlfriend, presumably, he goes, "Is your shorts?" to her. And at first I thought it was like a vape, but it wasn't. It was a lighter from the angle I was at. So it's a lighter. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, that's mine." And he goes, and he like pulls it back. Like he pulls it back away from her.
Weird
okay?
behavior?
Yeah. And she goes,
"Can you bring a lighter on the plane?"
Well, we'll get to that. So that's the entire thing.
Got it.
And so he pulls it back and she's like, "Yeah, it's mine. Can I have it?" He's like, "No, you can't have it. You can't have this on a plane." Now, we've already landed. It's 3:45 in the morning.
He's picking this fight right now?
Yes. And so she obviously starts to get agitated. And she's like, what do you mean I can't have it? He's like, "You can't have this on a plane." So he just like, and he like pulls it back, like holds it against his chest. Then he gets up and sets it on like the area where they serve the drinks or whatever
beverage station.
It just sets there. He doesn't quote unquote rat the person out, but just sets it there. So then of course she goes up and just goes, "Hey, can I grab this please from the stewardess or whatever?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, "Thank you." He wouldn't give it back to me. And she like says it super loud. That guy just stays quiet over here. So she's hot. Like she's pissed at this point in time. So finally we get off the plane. She walks in the concourse and she's like mother effing. She gets on the phone. She's telling the whole story. She's yelling the whole walk all the way back. And the guy said, he's like, I don't think you can bring a lighter on the plane. And I have no idea. I think I did it. I looked, you actually can like Bic lighters. You can't have like the big butane lighters, but you can have a Bic lighter.
Okay.
So I bring this up one super awkward, but I'll be honest, man. If you're going to call somebody out, you better be right. And I think this guy was wrong. I think he was factually inaccurate with his take on the lighter. It's also 3:45 in the morning, dude. We already landed. What are you getting out of this? You're teaching a life lesson to a 19-year-old kid? Like,
that's what he thought.
Move on for the day, sir.
The TSA missed it. Let it go. It's not a Bowie knife. Like, what's the problem here? It was just like a Bic lighter.
That's all it was.
And they landed.
She also made it through security. Clearly wasn't a problem for the people that were mad at TSA.
You can't have this. She can take down a whole plane with one Bic lighter.
Yeah.
She can't light it on the plane.
No.
But
if you're going to hold someone's quote unquote property, you better be damn sure you're correct. And he was wrong.
Did the fighting continue off the plane?
He wouldn't say anything. She was just mother effing. Yeah.
The fact though,
actually, I don't think she's in the wrong here.
No, I don't. I'm not blaming her. I'm saying this. I'm talking about this guy, not her.
The fact that you, I don't know why they felt the need to bring it up, because say it was before the flight took off, maybe he has a little bit more of a reason to be like, hey, you can't bring this on, even though she would have made
but
it
no,
through security.
But no, also mind
fine.
Your own damn business.
Correct.
But like he made it. She made it through security.
This does feel like a good life lesson for everyone. This has nothing to do with you, and stay out of it. You know, that's I would just say that, like, generally you could just do that more. Everyone could do that just a little bit more in life. That's all.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Holding it hostage, holding a big lighter hostage.
That's the other thing.
Oh, tough guy.
Oh, is it? By the way, he knew it. Were you just trying to agitate? Like, oh, is this your lighter? Yeah, it's mine. You can't have this on the next time. Just leave it on the floor then. You know what I mean? Like, what were you? What was this guy's point?
Or just don't, you don't need to say anything. You made the flight home. You're fine.
Exactly. Yeah. But like his entire intention was to, clearly he knew he was going
to
cause confrontation.
Tried to
if I go up to you and say, oh, is this yours? Yeah, it's mine. Oh, well, you can't have it.
Somebody said, what makes you think you can't carry a lighter in a plane? I don't know. They don't let me take more than 3 ounces of shampoo. I can't keep my shoes on when I go through a metal detector. I just assume I can't have anything. I go to the airport with as little as possible, as little as humanly possible. I don't think I could have any of that stuff on a plane. I just walk in there assuming they won't let me carry any. I can't carry water through security.
No, you're right. I was told on the flight to Vegas, I was trying to take a water bottle with me on the flight. I said, no, sir, you need to drink
3 ounces or whatever. That's normal stuff. Anyway, that was just awkward this morning, and also at 3:45 in the morning. Don't be that dude. Don't be that guy.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.